Please hold for the next available representative.
Thank you for holding. All calls are recorded. My name is Damar with Life Protect 24/7. How are you today?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. Thank you so much for asking. Now, I've got some really good news for you today. You've been selected.
Yeah, this is actually Dave. I'm calling from the manager's office. We just had to release a software update to fix the auto dialer. So we need you to reboot your computer to apply the update so you'll continue to receive calls.
Okay, reboot my computer, and is that Control-Alt-Delete, or do I need to turn it off and on?
Just press and hold, do a hard reboot. Can you press and hold the power button till it turns off completely? Wait 5 seconds,
okay.
And then just turn it back on.
Okay, got you.
And let me know once you've done that, so I can mark it down on the list.
I turned it off, waited 5 seconds, now I'm turning it back on.
Okay, and describe what you see on the screen as it turns back on.
Okay, it turned back on to the exact same screen as if I had a caller on.
Okay, no, did you turn the monitor off or the whole computer?
I just turned the monitor off. I need to turn the whole computer off.
Yes, the whole computer.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, I just turned it off. I'm waiting 5 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, turning it back on.
And tell me what you see on the screen as it comes back on.
It says Dell, www.dell.com.
Okay.
Screen just went black. It's Windows XP.
Okay.
Okay, it went black. It went to a blue screen. Okay, it says for me to press Control-Alt-Delete to begin.
Yes. So you'll press Control-Alt-Delete.
All right. Now it says the system could not log you on. Make sure your username and domain. Okay, I haven't put anything in yet.
Did you get the username prompt with the asking for the domain?
It says the username, and it has that the regular one that I sign in with every morning, the CUSTSERV09.
Okay, yeah, you didn't get the update then. Can we try rebooting it again, but this time wait 10 seconds.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Turning it off now. Okay, it's off now. Waiting for 10 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, turning it back on.
Okay. And tell me what you see on the screen.
The same Dell came up.
Okay.
Same
screen. Still a Dell.
The Windows XP came up.
Okay, you're still running XP. Gotcha. And tell me if you get that same prompt that you did before after you press Control-Alt-Delete.
Okay, I'm pressing the Control-Alt-Delete now. And yes, the same prompt came up.
Okay, so it looks like there may be something wrong with your workstation. Can I have you turn, because it's a software vulnerability, can you turn the computer off this time and leave it off? And can you move over to a different workstation?
Move over to a different workstation?
Yes.
Yeah.
So turn that one off.
No. This is David here. Something about my computer is wrong. He's asking me to move. Okay. So turn this computer off and move to another station, sir?
Yes.
Okay. I'm turning it off again. I'm going to move. It's an empty one right next to me.
Perfect.
That one right there, okay. It was a post date.
Did you read post date script on 14? 314? Let me try and run for today if it goes to get somebody's account post-dated.
It was a checking account.
Uh-huh.
I didn't read that.
Okay. Familiarize yourself with that script. You have to read that before you set up for post-dated.
Gotcha. Okay, David?
Yes?
Okay, I'm moving to the other one. Will I be able to talk to you on the other one, or you're just going to want me to just log in on the other one?
Yeah, we'll need to reboot it first because we just applied the update. So we'll reboot that one and see if that gets the new screen.
Okay, reboot that one and see if it gets the new screen?
Yes.
Okay.
It says something about some new screen.